Hello, the passage which will be studied today is situated in chapter 25 in the middle of the novel. In this extract, Offred describes Serena Joy's garden across the four seasons of autumn, spring, summer and winter. This passage is significant because Offred projects her feelings onto Serena's garden, which makes it possible to know her feelings, what she is thinking and how she is nostalgic for the past. Four parts have been established in this passage. The first one from line 1 to line 13. This part represents the season of autumn, and in this part, Serena Joy is gardening. The second part goes from line 14 to 25 and represents the season of spring. In this passage, the garden is described in great detail. The third passage goes from line 26 to 35 and represents the season of summer. In this passage, Offred describes the garden and she reveals how summer is a dangerous season for her. And finally, the fourth part goes from line 36 to line 37 and represents winter. In this passage, Offred shares her thoughts about how winter is a safe season for her. In part 1, Atwood creates a detached, brutal and shocking tone through the use of violent imagery and biblical allusion. Firstly, in line 4, Serena is snipping off the seed pod with a pair of shears. Seed pods is a pouch that protects the seed of a plant. It symbolizes reproduction, life, and fertility. Therefore, the seed pods here could be seen as a representation of the handmaids, as they are the ones who bear children for the commanders. Atwood goes on to use violent imagery to show how Serena brutally cuts off the seed pods. For instance, in line 6, Serena is cutting the seed pods off with a convulsive jerk of the hands. This imagery reveals her jealousy towards the handmaids and how she is angry and resentful about the fact that they are the ones who are fertile and carry life. The fact that Serena herself is brutally cutting the seed pods shows that she is trying to control life and get rid of the handmaids. Furthermore, Atwood uses metaphor to further show the intensity of Serena's actions. For instance, in line 7, Serena's cutting is compared to some blitzkrieg. The blitzkrieg is a war strategy used by Germany during World War II, which consisted in attacking spontaneously with overwhelming force. The comparison of Serena's actions to this brutal war strategy shows the intensity of hatred and how eager she is to get rid of the handmaids. Atwood also uses biblical imagery and allusions. For instance, in line 13, Offred states, "What I coveted was the shears." This is an allusion to one of the Ten Commandments of the Bible, which reveals that humans should banish their desires for whatever does not belong to them. However, here, Offred desires the shears. Atwood therefore uses this device to show some of the dark thoughts Offred has, as she could use the shears to harm herself, to commit suicide or even murder someone in order to survive and escape Gilead. In contrast with part 1, in part 2, Atwood uses nature and colour imagery, similes, personification, as well as allusion to illustrate the garden's fertility, the fecundity of spring, and to show how life and rebellion cannot be repressed. Firstly, Atwood uses a lot of colour imagery and similes to describe the garden. For instance, in lines 14 to 16, she writes, "We had the irises, rising beautiful, like blown glass, like pastel water, momentarily frozen in splash, light blue, light mauve, and the darker ones, velvet and purple." The use of colour imagery in these lines creates a soft and lively description of the beauty of the garden. The number of adjectives used to describe the garden show how there is an abundance of life and fertility in it. Moreover, the detailed and vivid descriptions of the garden could represent Offred's repressed sexual desires, as Gilead's regime condemns emotional intimacy. Furthermore, Serena's garden is qualified as subversive in line 18, suggesting that there is the disruptive and rebellious aspect to it. To further this point, Atwood uses imagery and personification. For example, in lines 19 to 20, she writes, a sense of buried things bursting upwards, wordlessly, into the light, as if to point to say, whatever is silence will glamour to be heard, though silently. The imagery and personification used in this quote show that life, people, and the handmaids were previously being buried into the ground. They were being controlled and silenced. And now, they are trying to quietly push through Gilead's oppressive regime and rebel. This also suggests that Gilead cannot repress natural life and human emotions, and it will never be able to stop underground rebellion. Moreover, Atwood makes allusion to Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem Maud in line 20. In his poem, Tennyson states that even if he were dead, his heart would stop beating if his true love were to pass by his grave. This allusion shows how Gilead's totalitarian regime and Serena's tendency to control will never completely erase life, fertility, and the desire to vault and to communicate. It also shows how there will always be people trying to push through the repression. In part 3, Margaret Atwood illustrates Offord's nostalgia for freedom, her temptations, and her repressed desires through the use of personification and sexual imagery. Firstly, Atwood uses personification to show the temptations Offord faces. For instance, in line 26, when Atwood writes, "The willow is in full plumage and is no help, with its insinuating whispers. Rendezvous, it says." The personification of the willow shows how the beauty of nature and the summer breeze remind Offred of the past liberty she used to have, inciting her to escape Gilead. Atwood also uses sexual imagery to reveal Offred's nostalgia and her repressed desires. For example, in line 28, Atwood writes, "The summer dress rustles against the flesh on my thighs." This imagery in this line shows Offred's reminiscence of the past, of the freedom she used to have to choose and to wear flirtatious dresses. Additionally, in line 30, "The air suffuses with desire" further shows how the summer air entices Offred into escaping Gilead because it reminds her of the past liberty she used to have, the freedom she had when she was with Luke, and the liberty to desire him. Furthermore, in line 33, Atwood writes, "Did the sight of my ankle make him lightheaded, faint at the checkpoint yesterday when I dropped my pass and let him pick it up for me?" These lines demonstrate how Offred seizes every opportunity she has to try and compensate her lack of sexual freedom. In this case, she tries to create a flirting connection with the guard, which is forbidden in Gilead's oppressive regime. In part 4, Atwood uses simile and diction of coldness and hostility to demonstrate Offord's feelings of safety during the season of winter. Firstly, Atwood states in line 36 that winter is not so dangerous, to show how Offord does not feel tempted to escape in this season. This is because, compared to the softness and beauty of summer, it feels like Atwood states, line 36, hard, cold, and rigid in winter. The diction of hostility and coldness Atwood uses shows how it is uninviting and less tempting to escape during the cold season. It is therefore a safer period for Offred. Furthermore, Atwood uses a simile in line 37, "as if I'm a melon on a stem, this liquid ripeness." This device shows Offred's undergoing changes and how, as a handmaid, she is like a ripening fruit waiting to be consumed. Winter is therefore a safer season for her because she is being preserved and she has not yet been consumed. Overall, Margaret Atwood uses the four seasons to show how Offred's inner thoughts fluctuate over time. She shows how Offred is nostalgic for her past. She reveals how the oppression of life, of her desires and freedom in Gilead affect her. And she shows how the seasons affect her temptations to escape and her safety. Thank you.